Hello.
Is Anthony in by chance?
No, he's not.
Do you know when he might be getting into the office today?
Probably late. Can I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Tyler with Cardiff. I'm actually following up here on some past financing the company had done with, it looks like Stearns Bank a few years back. Do you know, does he have anyone else there around the office that might help with the financials, like a controller or an office manager?
Well, I'm his sister, but I don't think... Has he contacted you recently? Because I don't think we're interested in any financing right now.
No, we actually had just sent this offer out about 2 weeks ago, so I was actually just trying to touch base and see if you had received the offer that we had sent you and kind of what your status was. It was a pre-approval for some equipment financing and working capital for about $250,000.
Yes, we're not interested right now. We don't actually need any more equipment, but
okay. Is there usually a time? Yeah, no. Is there usually a time of a year where you guys might look to do something like that, or is it just kind of on an as-need basis?
We're actually a really small business, so it's on an as-need basis.
Okay. Are you guys still affiliated with Stearns Bank then? If you guys need
No, as far as we were never affiliated, as far as I know. This could be a mistake, but. It could be another company. There used to be a company down here called Garden of Eden. They were a nursery and landscape up the Keys, but as far as I know, we've never been affiliated with that bank.
Yeah, the UCC filing was back in 2011, so it could have been a personal filing there within the company or something else like that. But it was just basically based off some good lending history that you guys have had, as well as your DMV credit profile. We like to only work here with business owners, and we only kind of affiliate ourselves with people that have good lending history. So if there's no financial needs at the moment, do you guys maybe look into doing that towards the end of the year? Or
I don't know. Right now, we don't need... We don't need any. We may need a used truck, but that's probably like the extent of financing that we would need. Pretty small amount, if we do. So you know what? Let me take your name because it's the best thing to do, and see what my brother says.
Yeah,
I don't
know
what the timeline is on that equipment, but like I said, it's pretty small.
Was it a truck you said that you were looking
for? Yeah, we may need a box truck, but we're looking for a used box truck. So we're not talking about a lot of money. That's why I'm thinking we were confused with another company down here. But give me your name and number.
Yeah, my name is Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R, and I'm calling with Cardiff. It's spelled C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank.
Okay.
And my direct dial is 858-252-1496.
Okay.
Do you maybe have a good email here so I could shoot you that offer there? It sounds like you guys didn't receive it, so it could have we could have had the wrong P.O. box, or it could have got lost in transit, just so you could actually review the offer that we had sent you.
And was it for Gardens of Eden or was it for Land Creations?
Gardens of Eden.
Gardens of Eden. Okay.
Correct.
So it's edenkw@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Yeah, it'll just have my contact info there as well as a summary of the offer we had sent out. Actually, if you don't mind me asking, when you guys kind of take on some of these contracts and work, are you guys ever put on like a net 30 or a net 60 for a payout, or is it all up front with you?
No, we're so small, we don't have huge contracts.
Okay.
We have small... pretty small contracts or contracts with Monroe County. So,
was there any expansions you guys were maybe looking to do here in the near future then for growth? No.
No.
What is it you guys specialize in then?
We do lawn maintenance. That's
lawn
it.
Maintenance.
We do lawn
okay.
maintenance. That's our main thing. We don't do installations or any big, types of no like arborist work or. We're just simply lawn maintenance.
How many trucks do you guys already have in your fleet there for your operations?
Well, for Gardens of Eden, we only have, I believe we have 3 trucks. You know,
okay.
They're pickup trucks. So we were actually thinking about a box truck, but that would be for our other business. We have a lawn maintenance service for our residential. So that may be, you know.
Is that like a sister company there?
We own both, yeah. But the info you send to Gardens of Eden, that would be sufficient.
I was going to say if you do need it for the other business there, as long as you kind of pass the qualifications that we ask of these companies we send out, we can definitely help you on both sides there.
Okay.
So if you did have needs on that other side, we could definitely help you out. Do you have any idea what a used box truck would run you guys? I mean, you said it wasn't that much. Were you talking like $5,000-$10,000? What was the ballpark?
Yeah, I think they were looking at something around like $10,000 to $12,000.
Okay.
I'm like I said, I can't be sure because I wasn't really participating in that. I'm doing more bookkeeping and proposals right now.
Okay.
But let me look at the email because right now I'm in the middle of like 5 things at the same time.
No worries. And your name is Eden, then, correct? Is that
my name? Desiree. Yeah.
Desiree. Perfect.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, Desiree, I'll shoot you this email here. I kind of go over the information there with Anthony. If anything sparks your interest or you kind of just want to learn some more about the programs that we could offer you, definitely feel free to email me back. You can call me there at my direct line. Otherwise, I'll maybe just check back in next quarter, kind of see where things are at, and maybe see if we can maybe get that box truck going for you towards the end of the year.
Thank you.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.